have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And that's what it's all about, moving the needle, moving to where you want to be, achieving that big dream goal. Hey, this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for hitting that play button. I do appreciate each and every one of my listeners. So thank you for chiming in and listening this morning. Well, it's morning where I am, but good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are. Thank you again for joining today. I want to talk a little bit about some ingredients that we have to have to make those quantum leaps in our lives, to realize our intentions, our dreams, our desires, our aspirations, I should say. We have to have certain things along the way that are necessary in order for these goals to be made manifest in our lives. Now, first of all, we have to make a decision. And that's where so many people, believe it or not, really, really struggle. So many decisions don't get made because when we talk about big dream type goals, the decision doesn't made to take the step because people say, I don't know how. Well, that's the whole point. See, it's not a goal. It doesn't stretch you. There's no growth there if you already know how to do it. We're talking about big dream goals. We're talking about your life purpose that you have no idea how it could possibly come true. So if you pick the right goal, you don't know how. But you still have to make a decision to get started. You still have to make that commitment. Remember the quote that I love to share by W.H. Murray, where he quotes Goethe within the quote. He says, until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness concerning all acts of initiative and creation. There is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen events, meetings, and material assistance which no one could have dreamed would have come their way. I have learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. Whatever you can do, or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. Oh, that is absolutely my all-time favorite quote. And I've seen it happen with clients and students over and over and over and over again. It's truth. It's truth with a capital T. It's law with a capital L. We have to make a commitment to move in the direction of our dreams. When we do that, we shift our vibration. And as this quote says, providence moves too. All sorts of things begin to occur to help us. that would have never, ever otherwise occurred. A whole stream of events comes from the decision, from the commitment to move forward. We do not have to have a step-by-step plan. I also often share Martin Luther King Jr.'s quote, "We don't have to see the whole staircase," and I'm paraphrasing, "to take the first step." So we have to make that decision. So this is more than just about what your blocks are. This is about necessary ingredients to bake the cake. You know, we're not going to bake the cake if we don't have the flour. We got to make the decision and commit. We have to commit. We have to take that step. Okay? Fall in love with what you're intending to create, to be, to do, and to have in your life, and take the step. And then we know the other ingredient you have to do is you have to change the paradigm. You have to change the paradigm. Because if a paradigm isn't keeping you held back, you would already have what it is you want. You would already be experiencing the results that you want to see show up in your life. And since you haven't done that already, it's 99.9% of the time it's the paradigm that has kept you stuck where you are. So you have to look, you have to identify what is your programming, what is keeping you locked in the same behavior, taking the same actions over and over and over again. That's another call for another episode, and that's the stuff that we do one-on-one, working with you in our group and thinking into results. But you have to change the paradigm, and the paradigm is what's going on in your subconscious mind, that multitude of habits that are ingrained in there, that are rooted, that are deeply rooted, that controls your behavior. Doesn't matter what you know. It doesn't matter how many self-help books you read. It doesn't matter how many books on success and prosperity you've read. The paradigm is still going to control your actions and behaviors. You've got to control the action and behavior. And this next one might surprise you. And no matter where you are in your life, no matter if you're coming from the boardroom, the multi-million dollar corporation, a Fortune 50 corporation, a small business, or you're just retired, sitting on your balcony, writing in your journal, but you want a closer relationship with all that is, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, no matter what goal, no matter what dream, no matter what aspiration, no matter what it is, you will not accomplish that, achieve that without this one ingredient. And there's so many facets to this ingredient. In fact, the facets are infinite. But the ingredient that you must absolutely positively have is love. That's right, you have to have love. Love binds everything together. Everything is love and law. It's like bride and bridegroom. You have to have love. You have to fall in love with your intention. You have to fall in love with your dream. That's one of the facets. You have to fall in love with that desire, that wish. You have to fall in love with you. You have to fall in love with the belief that you can do it. See, remember, we have beliefs on a couple different levels. We have a conscious belief, say, yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I believe I can get that done. And then subconsciously, we walk away from the boss or the sales meeting, and we say, I don't know how we're going to do that. I don't believe I can make that happen. So we have to fall in love with the belief and install and instill that in our consciousness on both levels. We have to fall in love with people, with our clients, with those who we would serve. To be successful, we have to be in service. So we have to fall in love with those who we are in service to. We have to love our clients. We have to love our customers. And this will be apparent to you. It'll be obvious to you no matter what you're working on, no matter what that big dream goal is. Love has to be an ingredient in the cake you are baking. And we have to let that spill over and overflow into every area of our lives. We can't affirm that we are in love with our clients and in love with our customers and in love with our business and our business goals and in love with all the things that are part of our vocation or our purpose or our passion, and then go home to our families and not love. We have to love our spouses or partners and our children, our parents, our grandparents, our nieces and nephews. We have to start with that love for our families. Then we expand it from there. Look at this like a pebble dropped in a pond. Because that's what happens when this providence I was talking about moving. All the energy that is, everything is energy, and it responds to that vibration of love, to that frequency of love. It has to be woven into the tapestry of the life and the aspiration you are creating. Everything. And you have to love you. You have to love you. Do some mirror work. Look in the mirror. You have to love you and fall deeply in love with you. You're not going to be able to accomplish anything without love. Not anything that lasts anyway. There'll be people out there that say, oh yeah, well, you know this, I put several million dollars in the bank and I'm just a rotten, nasty son of a gun. But you know what? It's not going to last if there's no love ingredients. It's not like not putting that yeast in the bread. It might rise for a second, but poof, it's gone. Love. Think about that. Take that into your time of reflection. Take that into the silence and ask, how can I be what love is? How can I do what love does? How can I walk ceaselessly in the energy of love? How can I give more love? Because you know what? In order to receive love, we have to give it away. It's like everything else. It's just like dollars. If we want more money, more dollars, our finances to improve in our lives, we have to give it away. I know, there's a paradox there, but it's truth. We have to give what we want to receive. But again, there's so many facets to love. Apply love. Apply the law of love. It's one of prosperity's laws. The prospering power of love. And it's got to be an ingredient. And whatever it is you're baking and putting in your oven, think about that. Again, take it into the silence. Ask some questions. How can I love what I'm creating here more? And think about that when you engage with other people in your community, in your life, and in your family. How can I be more of what love is? And you will see results begin to change because you're making a shift in your vibration. So decide, commit, and fall in love with everything. Find the good in it and fall in love with it. It's going to make a big difference in your life. You've been listening to The Genesis Frequency and Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kosmida. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again on the next episode.